Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Fan Run Radio.
To be at a place where the school was 100% committed, and I think Danny White and the rest of the school, sort of everyone involved, showed that they're committed to baseball. And we wanted to be somewhere where we felt like we could win every year. The thing that put this place over the top in our mind in the spring was the fan base. And I think this place became a rowdy place to play, so much so that other coaches were complaining about our fans. And
are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. No crying!
I'll take that any day of the week.
Caught! It'll be a big orange dogpile on the way to the College World Series.
Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Don't say.
We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. It's a game day edition of the program, hopefully.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm knocking on the wood.
Jinxing us already.
No, I'm anti-jinxing. I'm not getting my hopes up, Kress.
It's probably the wise move. Let's throw a late spring baseball tournament in Hoover. Oh, my God, the radar looks awful.
Yeah, they should do this at the beginning of the season and just have it predetermined for when the year's over. That way you ain't got to fool with it.
Playing a dome.
They ain't playing baseball today, folks.
No baseball at all.
I won't say none at all. Actually, I might.
What if they started a game right now? Would they be okay right now, right this second?
No.
No? Already storming down there?
They'd be good for, let's see. They'd have about 20 minutes.
Okay.
20-ish minutes before.
And yeah. Then all day? Storms all day.
I'd say off and on all day.
Okay. Yeah.
Like it's going to rain and storm for a long time. Then you'll get a window. Probably not a big enough window to play a game.
You know what's going to happen.
Yeah, regular season champs are just the champs.
No, worse. It's like worst case scenario for us here.
What?
We're going to trot out there tonight. Tidwell's going to be dealing. He's going to go about 3 innings, probably pitch about 40, 50 pitches. They're going to postpone the game.
3 innings, 50 pitches? He ain't dealing.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean.
You're saying they're going to call the game tonight.
And then we're going to be down an arm, and we're going to have to burn another guy tomorrow to come back in the fourth or third inning to pick up the game. That's worst case scenario.
Unless we're up by so much that they just give the game to the Big Orange. I'm kidding.
They did get 3 out of 4 in yesterday. That's pretty good.
The first game took 7 hours.
Well, there's a lot of storming.
I know, Nate. I'm aware of the storms. We talked about it yesterday. And you were like, oh, it's not even that rainy today. And I was like, what are you looking at? Because I got 87% chance at 10 o'clock. Mm. And you're like, oh, no, it's only 22. The game was delayed.
They started asking about Wednesday, which apparently that forecast was wrong as well.
Yeah. So Tennessee is scheduled to play tonight, 30 minutes after the 4:30 scheduled game ends.
That's just the late slot. Like I don't. Every game's moved back a slot. It doesn't. I mean,
are you mad at me? I'm just reading. No, I'm just telling people the schedule.
Saying. Yeah, like we had the 4:30 central slot, which is 5:30 Eastern. LSU had the late slot. We're in their slot now. Did they say that LSU game wasn't going to happen tonight, or they're just still leaving that open?
Like it wasn't on the schedule at all when the conference posted it.
Which I don't know how that's going to work.
So how does that make sense? Like why? Well,
if it was on the schedule, then that means the winner of Auburn Kentucky, which is supposed to be this morning.
Maybe that's why it's not on the schedule, because that game hasn't been played yet.
But they will have to play a doubleheader today if somehow they
potentially
got to that.
Yeah.
But that ain't gonna happen, like you said. I mean, best case scenario, they get into three games today.
Woohoo, sports!
I don't think they get to us at all. They got to play Auburn, Kentucky.
You don't think we play today?
Not based on the weather you're talking about.
Radar does not look good.
They got to get Auburn, Kentucky in at 10:30.
Why are they waiting so long?
Because that's the normal start time.
Well, here it says that game was 9:30 a.m. Auburn and Kentucky.
Oh, that's Central.
That's Central time. So yeah, so 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern is the first game, the fourth game, which should have been the first game. So that's going to back everybody up a slot. That puts Tennessee in the late slot already. So any more delays, Tennessee's not playing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I shouldn't say any more. I mean, they're supposed to have first pitch. Let's see. That should be. If it's 5:30, say it should start around 9 p.m. right now.
Cool.
And if we get postponed, you know what that means tomorrow as well. We might be live during some Tennessee postseason baseball action.
No, it wouldn't go that early, I don't think.
Well, LSU is scheduled to play at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Central.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Central. That's
whatever.
That's the normal time, Hickman, that the first game is going to be every day.
You got to give people a chance to wake up and go eat that continental breakfast down at the Best Western.
What are they going to do?
Move the games to, what's the nearest dome? Baseball stadium. It didn't happen.
Do they have the ability? Yeah. I can fix this for them right now. You ready?
I'm dying to hear this.
Single elimination. Whole way.
I don't like it.
That's not baseball.
What do you mean? They're playing single elimination right now.
Yeah, but that's just to get rid of the
we're going to play single elimination in the semis and the championship. What do you mean that's not baseball? There's only double elimination in this bracket twice in two rounds.
I don't like it.
Just from a quick Google search, there are no indoor baseball facilities in the state of Alabama.
No, of course not.
They don't even have turf there.
Pores.
Can't even play during the regular rain.
Well, if we do play today, it's Vanderbilt. It's Tennessee. It's game four.
I guess there has to be a 30-minute break between games for
raking the dirt, repainting the line, interviews.
I would say to hell with that. As soon as one game's over, you trot them out there and you start throwing.
It's not like it's the same team.
Well, dude, that's what blew my mind yesterday. So Georgia-Alabama, the game that lasted forever, finally ends.
Yeah.
Alabama runs off the field, and Georgia's sitting down in a powwow having a team meeting in center field. I'm like, get off the field. Florida's got to warm up. What are you doing?
Play this like a travel tournament, man. As soon as the game's over, clear that dugout.
Are there no other baseball, like, could we just go simultaneous games, different parks? Is there not, like, a high school field around there that they could,
they should just go single elimination.
Man, we'd fit right in on a high school field, according to everybody else in the SEC.
Single elimination.
320 to dead center.
That way, these loser games that they have to play on, basically, you can just eliminate Thursday. So, our game today, going to get bumped to tomorrow anyway. And then tomorrow can just go right into Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I wanted our day off. Now we're getting on the front end. I wanted the middle day off. How?
Well, you're either going to get today off or...
Oh, we're taking today off.
I mean, you don't have to win three games, so that's Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
With your single elimination thing.
Exactly. We only have one more game to play, right? These teams, they're already eliminated anyway. So you got Arkansas, Alabama in a game. You got A&M's going to be playing Florida. Tennessee's going to be playing Vanderbilt. You finish this Auburn-Kentucky game. And then you just single elimination. Arkansas plays Alabama. Loser's out. Done. Send them home. You'll have four teams. You'll at the end of the day today, you'll probably only have max. You only have half the bracket done. So that's Wednesday. Our half the bracket goes Thursday. And then you've got basically 3 days to finish 2 days worth of games. Because there's a chance, like you're saying, that today's just... What if today's a complete washout? No games.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now the potential is there.
We're going to play a championship game on Monday night?
No, they're not backing it. They can't pack it past Sunday. I think that's like in the rules.
There you go.
Because, you know, regionals will start. Sports.
I mean, once this first round's done, you have eight teams. Like, it's perfect. Just scrap the loser games.
I don't want to.
That's one.
I don't want to do that.
Three. You're losing four games. That's it. Out of the bracket. Four games.
Yeah, but then.
It's the four games you're going to get washed today with rain.
I know,
done.
But.
Perfect. Fix. Thank you. Appreciate it. Take my bow. Fix this for everyone. SEC. They should just listen to three and out. Greg Sankey.
I don't like it. I think.
Why not?
Just listen. If the games get scrapped today, cancel the tournament. Tennessee's the champs. Hang the damn banner. Tournament champs.
I think we need to play some baseball. We gotta stay ready. Okay. Have a whole week off. Get all stale and rusty.
So you're okay.
It's baseball. This isn't like football where you're taking, you know, hits and stuff.
So you're okay to change the rules to lessen Tennessee's chances, but not to just give them the tournament. Wow.
No, it'll actually be easier for us to win the tournament this way.
Not if we lose games.
Just win three games. Done. Easy.
I don't know if I want to go that route.
You want to have to win four?
Yeah. If you have room for error.
Yeah.
We have the best baseball team, maybe in the history of the world. And you
guys, the history of the world.
That's the Red Sox.
And you guys are scared of losing a game.
I'm not scared of losing a game, but that's the way the tournament was designed. If we can't play the tournament under the rules that it was designed to be played under, you should cancel the tournament and give Tennessee the title.
It's a stupid format anyway. Like it punishes teams that lose in certain rounds or win in certain rounds and not in other rounds. It's already a dumb format.
Wow.
The softball tournament was a single elimination.
You know, this is kind of funny, Hickman. The last 2 months, you two, both of you, oh, just give me to the postseason. Oh, the postseason. I'm so sick of regular season
baseball. Now we're having to wait longer.
And now here's Nate. Well, just, this is stupid anyway. It's so stupid.
You're the one that said you don't want to play it at all.
I want to be a champ.
A fake champ. Paper champ.
Hey, fake.
That's why I said paper.
Have you seen this team? Fake champs.
We'll win three in a row, no problem.
No, I don't disagree with that.
Keep playing baseball.
Why do they have this stupid thing in Hoover anyway?
It's a good question. Now that's a good question.
Is it like?
Why is it always in Hoover? Why does it move around?
Everything. Oh, SEC Media Day is Hoover. SEC Championship Tournament, Hoover.
That's some USFL.
SEC offices.
Some USFL BS.
It's like, can you guys not leave the office for these? Like, can you not go somewhere?
They play every game in Birmingham. Do you know that? Guess who's undefeated? Birmingham.
Oh, God.
Callum sends in, there's also a 100% chance of rain tomorrow as well.
Cancel the tournament! Tennessee wins! I'm
telling you, it might actually be single elimination Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Stupid.
Can they do? Yeah, they could do that. If they get in one game, just get in Auburn, Kentucky today or tomorrow, if they can just get that one game.
At any time.
We're going to play a couple innings here, a couple innings there. We got to get this one game in.
No, you can't do that.
And then And then...
2 innings, 5 hour break, 2 innings. Come on.
Whatever it takes.
And they're going to go through all their pitchers in one game.
Better for us. Or, you know, LSU first. Anyway, then you'd have the round of 8 on Friday, 4 Saturday, doubleheader it up, done. Should they go to 7 innings, Chris? You like that? Would you rather play single elimination or all games are 7 innings?
All games 7 innings.
Okay.
I don't know if it saves you enough.
How about first team to score wins?
It's a roll of the dice, Hickman.
It'd be hard to have the next
could
team
pay
ready
off, could be bad.
When it ends in the first inning sometimes and the sixth inning other times. Dave Van Horn, you guys are up in 30 minutes. What? We're still in, we just got out of bed. Yep, that game went a half an inning.
Yeah. Yes, that's correct. We slotted for 2 hours. Nope, sorry. Let's get those pitchers warming up.
Yeah. 7 inning games would help Tennessee because the managers wouldn't adjust as much. They'd still, like, if they throw a starter like 4 innings instead of 6 innings, they're not going to use him again, and our pitching's mm-hmm. deeper.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said doubleheader. Yeah, you just need Friday would be the 4 games, 2 games on Saturday, championship game on Sunday. I mean, that's what they'll have to do.
Does Friday look okay weather-wise?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, according to what I'm looking at, are...
So that's garbage because yesterday you were like, oh, yeah, no problem at all. Games are going.
All three, mostly sunny. 10% chance.
That'll change.
Thursday's 100% chance, thunderstorms. They may just have to play them in the middle of the night, you know? That's what they should have done last night.
Night baseball?
They should have just kept playing while they had good weather. Like, Auburn and Kentucky should have just started 30 minutes after Vanderbilt Ole Miss. What time would that have been? It first pitch was around 10:50 for the one that happened. Take about 3 hours. I didn't stay up for that. Sorry.
I didn't think they were even going to play it.
So I was like 1:50. So, like, 2:10, 2:20. Should have just started Auburn, Kentucky. They had good weather. Finish around 5-something in the morning.
Yeah, that's fair to the kids.
They're out of school. They wouldn't care.
They still need to sleep.
It'd be like Hickman wanting his 24-hour basketball thing back. Mm-hmm. You know, just round-the-clock baseball.
Hey, if we do, let's see. We'd have to take a day off.
For that?
Yeah, you can't watch 3 a.m. Tennessee baseball and be here ready to go at 7. I'll fall asleep producing.
Oh, you can.
Okay, so the Vanderbilt baseball account tweeted doors win 5 hours ago. So that game didn't end until 2:30? 2:30?
Yeah, just starting the next one at 3.
That's what you'd want.
They're not going to get to play today or tomorrow. I mean, if they don't get to play today or tomorrow.
Look, just spring weather. There's nothing they can do about it. It's nobody's fault.
They're going to have to do something.
Tennessee Williams with a great point.
What's that?
At this point, the smart thing to do would be for Tennessee to bow out, protect the pitching, and let the pours fight it out for the SEC tournament. But it would always have an asterisk by it because we backed out. We got to focus on the big task. Regionals. Supers, Omaha. Do we even care about this tournament? No. Did I care about it last week? Yes. But now, who cares? What do you think about that? Bow out, let these guys fight over it in the mud pit, and we just, we hit the house, get eliminated.
I mean, I just worry a little bit about the rust factor, you know? But I guess we do get to play the 4 seed. Should be the weakest team in the field to start our regional, right?
Yeah.
Should be the worst team to make the postseason. Last season, we were a little rusty out of the gate. Got that one big bomb, and then, we were good all the way to Omaha.
All the way.
Until we got there.
It was the first time. We were we were blinded by the lights.
Oh yeah, I'm not mad about it. Making Omaha is like making a Final Four.
Yeah.
You don't get mad if you don't play well in the first game of the Final Four and first time in, forever. I mean, I know they've been there before, but unlike basketball.
Are we going to wait around all day and have our game definitely get canceled?
Yes.
Like, that's just happening, right?
Well, this game that we're scheduled for tonight is the game that did not get played last night. So if you think the weather's worse today than it was yesterday,
it looks bad.
There ain't no way this game's happening.
And they the thing about that, you can't play in the rain almost at all in Hoover. Like, if it rains here and it's just rain because of the turf, you can still play a little bit. There with the mud, there ain't no way.
Stupid Bammers.
Pores. Turf the field.
Turf the field.
If
you're not playing big tournaments
exactly. It's ludicrous.
If you want to weigh in today, 865-546-8200, it should be a game day, but it probably isn't.
Probably right.
Welcome to the SEC baseball tournament. Come back with more. Three and Out next.
Welcome back to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios Fan Run Radio. It's 3 and Out. Nate will be back momentarily. Phone call. We go straight to the G3 Help Me Hotlines where Matt is waiting. Matt, are we playing baseball today?
That's unacceptable. Nate taking a phone call during probably the most important 5 minutes of your all's day.
I told him that when he took the call. I was like, Matt's on the line. He's like, got to go. Am I number one now?
Yes.
I have
jumped.
Yes.
Elite.
Number one.
Well,
not number one.
Hickman's number one.
What?
Yeah, take that, buddy.
Yeah, Hickman's been Hickman greets me every morning. I told you, man. He's climbed up. It's crazy, man. He's like a scorpion in the night.
We got that extra special bond.
Wow.
We do.
They don't get to hear what goes on in that phone call when I answer it.
A lot of stuff, Houston.
Wow. Good. Glad you guys are just teaming up. That's beautiful stuff.
But baseball's here, man. We're not playing tonight, dude. There's no way.
Have you seen the radar? It's like one giant slow-moving blob. Then there's a gap where they'll probably be able to get 4 or 5 innings in, and then another just front of absolute chaos.
Yeah, I'm supposed to play golf tomorrow night, and it looks like that blob's actually hitting us tomorrow afternoon. So that's not happening.
Matt, are
thanks, Hickman. I tried to talk, and he had my mic off.
Hickman's on it.
Are you like these pansies just want it canceled so we can be paper champs, or are you wanting to?
No, I want to try to play it. I don't like the whole let's just not play or let's play all freshmen and just get by it. I just think they need to continue playing like they're playing, keep the routine going 100%. If they can play it. I mean, whether knocks it out, don't play it. But I don't like the whole paper champion thing and the whole asterisk thing.
Look, I mean,
Look,
in a perfect scenario, we play the tournament, we win the tournament, everybody's happy. I'm just saying, I don't like the chaos now, because now the rhythm that we thought we were going to be in for this tournament is all thrown off. Game time's already being moved. You know, do we want double headers? Is that what we want?
Well, when's the regional start?
Is it next Wednesday or Thursday? One or the other? Is it Thursday,
them
Friday?
Them playing late doesn't have any impact on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just, these guys are, I mean, they're in college, man. It's baseball. It's not like they're playing football or
basketball. They're not even in class anymore, Matt. They're done.
Oh, that's true, yeah. So, I mean, they could play at midnight, man, and be just fine. Now, if they were playing their regional,
they did last night.
Or Saturday. Yeah, they did last night. I like the whole 7-inning idea, though. I think that's not a bad idea. Especially if you're trying to shorten games and pack them in these tournaments, before you get to Super Regionals.
I would bet today, I wouldn't be surprised if it's before the first game they announce that all games for the remainder of the tournament go to 7 innings. And then they'd probably make the single elimination decision after that.
Is that the first time that's ever happened?
I have no idea.
Why are we playing in Alabama? I hate that state.
Everything's in Alabama. SEC offices are in Alabama. Bama, Auburn.
Regionals don't start till Friday.
Friday,
some of them even end on Monday.
Okay.
Have you guys played the Robert Jones Golf Trail?
No.
I played that last year, and I've developed sometimes a horrible duck hook with my draw, my drives. Yep. I knocked two houses on the Robert Trent Jones Golf Course off their cinder blocks.
Yes. Take that, Bammers.
Because they're trailers. I hate Alabama, guys.
How is the golf trail, though?
It's not bad. Robert Trent Jones, pretty good little...
That's what I thought.
Pretty good little trip. You can go start over there in Crossville. We just played Northern Alabama. We started in Crossville and played... I can't remember the name of it. Stone something, and then moved our way south.
I got you.
Yeah. Well, guys, what do we do? I had a conversation I was going to talk on, but I got sidetracked with idle conversation.
Sorry. Do you remember what it was about?
I think it was football related.
About our amazing recruiting weekend that we've got coming up?
That is unbelievable, by the way. That's got to be the greatest recruiting class of all time we've ever had on campus.
I do not remember. I mean, I remember pretty good visitor lists in the past. I've never seen anything like this. And I think we added like two more 5-stars to the list yesterday.
So, that's, I don't know. If you land three of those, four of those players, wouldn't it be crazy if they all committed?
Tennessee signs 45 in this signing class.
Yeah, did they put any cap on it? Like, can we, like...
Just the 85 number.
So, for the next 2 years, say we bring in 50 guys. And we're like, all right, we're having tryouts. Whoever doesn't make it, you're cut.
Or we get you an NIL deal and you walk on.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, how much money in NIL cash will they have to flow with this crew coming in? Good Lord.
Woo!
Better have about 50 mil on campus.
Yeah, it'd be pricey.
Hey, real quick, this is what I was thinking of. Is there an official day on when Texas and Oklahoma are moving into the SEC?
2025.
January 1, 2025.
Okay, so the 2025 season, they'll be part of the SEC.
Yes.
So had they logistically or geographically or however you want to say it, moved like to what's going to be the East and what's going to be the West?
No, they're about to meet about that.
Yeah, spring meetings next week where they'll discuss future schedules.
Well, so, I mean, do you guys have any thoughts on that? I mean, obviously, Missouri's going to move to the West. That would make sense. And then if you're just looking at the map, Alabama and Auburn and
the East? There's not going to be an East and West anymore, buddy. They're going to go, this is my guess, but they're going to go with the three permanent opponents for every team. They will not match up with the exact same three opponents for other teams, meaning they're not in 14 pods. You just get three permanents. They go to a 9-game schedule. So you'll play three teams every year. You'll play half the rest of the league every other year.
Home and away, right.
And that'll be the schedule, and there'll be years
where... And
they
just dictate a champion from just the overall winner? There's no East-West?
I'm guessing, top two would play at Atlanta.
Top two will play again. It will play even if it's a rematch, which, I mean, it can be a rematch right now, too. But
so we're dropping Bama then for the yearly. That's going to happen, right?
Well, actually, a lot of people have kept Bama with us. And they've dropped Florida.
Okay, well, I don't mind that. I like playing Bama every year. I know we've sucked the last 15 years playing them.
I kept Bama and Florida in the one I made. Bama, Florida, Vanderbilt.
You would.
Bama, Florida, Vanderbilt. That's what I had every year.
Wow. All right.
We should get a pretty favorable break, though. I mean, they're gonna give us Vandy. So.
God, I hate Vandy. I hate Vandy and I hate Bama. Can we just eliminate Alabama and Vanderbilt, right? Take that middle part of Tennessee and just cut it out. Cut out Alabama and cut out Georgia, and we'd be on the beach, wouldn't we?
that is correct, yeah. You'd have the Gulf of Mexico splitting, what would that be like, Crossville and New Johnsonville?
Thanks for the call. Would it look like some of those places in Europe where the mountains just come right down to the beach, you know?
It was right next to the beach.
My new beach house.
Well, not on the beach.
Didn't the old Johnsonville flood back in the day?
A few blocks.
Back when it was just Johnsonville?
I believe so.
Can't
That's what they call it, New Johnsonville.
Big DuPont plant there.
Steal the show.
Steal the show.
We have Syracuse on the schedule for 2025.
In Charlotte?
In Atlanta.
Yay.
Wait, who?
Syracuse and Atlanta, 2025.
Who do we play in Charlotte coming up?
I don't know.
Who do we play in the Duke's Mayo Classic?
I thought that was Syracuse, right?
That's what I thought.
Are we playing them twice?
I don't think so.
I don't see anything before 2025 in Charlotte. Nebraska's on the road in 2026.
West Virginia, 2028. So there you go.
Nebraska's a home and home, 26 and 27.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I was going year by year. You just Googled it. Good call by you. West Virginia, 2028. So Danny White was like, there's not many opportunities for... There's already neutral site games scheduled up and down this damn thing.
Yeah, but how many did he schedule?
Yeah, not many, but that's just what... This is funny the other day, the way he said that. Well, there's not many opportunities. We're scheduled out through 32. There's not many opportunities for more neutral site games. Yeah, because we already have one like every other damn year. Other than Nebraska, every non-conference game is pretty much. 23 is Virginia.
Can't
right?
wait for Lincoln.
That would be a good trip, though.
Yeah, except you got to go to Nebraska. No offense.
Okay.
We're trying to go to Nebraska in like 2 weeks.
Well, I know. I'm just...
Like that's like the ultimate goal of the season, and if not, it's a failure.
Does NCAA baseball need to rework this? I mean, ultimate goals of the season, raise a championship trophy in Hoover, Alabama, and then trying to go to Nebraska. Like, can we get some better spots here? Can you redo this?
Oh, you don't like Hoover this time of year?
Well, I'm just saying.
Take it to a different MLB stadium each year. Fenway 1 year, Petco Park the next, Truist Park.
He just names all his favorites. What about Wrigley? You want to go to Wrigley?
I don't care about going to Wrigley.
I knew he was going to say that. We'll come back. Final Shameful. Segment, hour one next.
Beautiful stadium.
Final segment, hour number one.
Baseball season!
I'd rather lose than not play.
Really?
Yeah.
No, because whoever beats us is just, it's going to be unbearable.
Wow. Well. Nah, I guess not with this tournament. I usually used to say that, though, when like we're headed in for a just for some rec game or something. Like, I'd rather play and lose if, you know, my local slow pitch game than
I agree with that.
Play. The worst is when you get all the way to the park. You're all dressed up. You start warming up, and then... And you got to drive all the way home.
Soaking wet.
Mm-hmm.
And mad.
This radar looks horrible.
Odds our game gets played today.
Give me 4.
Is that percentage?
Yeah. Yes, 4%.
Feels a little high, Nate.
Think so?
You know, the funny thing about weather, it can change just like that. But based on the current look of multiple radars, I'd say 0. 0.1. It doesn't look good.
I mean, they didn't get our game played yesterday. So, might as well just... The boys might as well just kick back, relax,
play a day off. Yeah.
Another day off. From their hotel room in Hoover, Alabama.
Wonder where we're staying. SEC Media Days are at, what, the Hyatt? Isn't that right?
Hyatt Regency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a bad hotel.
You've been there, right?
Yeah. It's got a little mall in it and, you know, Chick-fil-A and all that stuff.
Okay.
That'd be fine. I just don't want them to have to gear up, go to the park, and then it get canceled.
Well, that's probably the good news about being the last game of the day. They're not really going to, they're not really going to have to do that unless we have a pretty good day of baseball.
We're not having a pretty good day of baseball.
I mean, we're not. But
no, no.
If they can play Auburn, Kentucky, Arkansas, Alabama, Texas A&M, and Florida, and then we get bumped to first thing.
How does this work for people Thursday. Who have tickets to like the first two sessions?
That was the one thing I figured you'd bring up when I said switch to single elimination. Like, what about the fans, Nate? You know, like,
yeah, they paid for all these games, and you're just like, sorry,
all these loser bracket games. I don't know how that would work. How's that working right now? Like, what if you had plans? You'd taken off work. You're a big coal miner from Kentucky. You know, you'd made the trip down there for this Tuesday night late game between Auburn and Kentucky. And they're like, it'll be tomorrow morning. Like, I got to get back to the mines. I don't know how that works. I guess you're just out of luck.
It's act of God. I don't think there's anything they can do.
That's a good point.
I mean, they could, but they won't. Like, they're going to give that money back?
No.
Are you kidding me? No. Very sad. Hickman, what did you think about Dallas winning last night 119-109 over the Warriors? Did you watch it?
I didn't watch. Actually, I did watch.
Didn't that game have a rain delay?
It did, actually. There was a leaky roof. Mark Cuban.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Did you not see that?
Mark Cuban, billionaire, can't patch the roof in Dallas.
That's good, though, for my Celtics. So you don't want that series to wrap up too soon. Give them 2 weeks of rest while the Celtics are still winning the Eastern Conference Finals. Which now, if Tennessee does play, I'm going to have to go two screens. Can't fully commit to one or the other, you know.
16-minute rain delay.
Oh, for the Dallas game?
Uh-huh.
That happened in a
I thought you were calling what it was already this morning. I'm like, how can they know that this far in advance? Yeah,
that was.
You're never safe from rain.
I'm sorry, what?
You're never safe from it.
Yeah, you can be.
Like, you can be, but there's nothing you can do that can guarantee you the fact that rain will not mess up your plans. Like, no matter what it is, rain can always ruin it. There's always a way.
That's why they call it a rain check.
Like, you think those fans that were going to the game, like, oh, yeah, it's raining, but thankfully this is a basketball game. We play in an arena. We won't have a rain delay. Next thing you know, they sit there for 16 minutes, and they're thinking, what the hell? Mark Cuban can't even fix his roof?
Is kind of embarrassing. I mean, that's not obviously his like direct responsibility, but come on, man.
Get your bleep together.
How's that radar looking?
I don't think it's changed in the 45 seconds we last checked.
Like I said, you're Hickman, right. It's weather. The wind could switch directions. Things happen.
Hoover's pretty flat, too. There's not many mountains and hills to
No, there's not.
There's multiple crashes on I-75 South as well in Loudoun County. So if you're in that area, just might want to make other plans, get around that somehow.
People going to the game?
Soaking rain continues to fall across much of West and South Alabama early this morning.
You know,
this orange and yellow blob is half the size of the state of Alabama.
Yeah. And twice as tall.
Give They'll have it all tarped, though. I mean, once that moves through, right, play a few innings.
Do you see how slow this thing's moving?
Yeah, it's
not moves good. Through. Yeah, Sunday.
Are we getting rain today?
Nope.
Now, there's a 40% chance of storms at noon.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we do, it'll be a little bit later. Oh, noon?
Yeah, 40% chance.
No, that's not. Just played it here.
Oh, in the tiny park.
Bring them up here.
Jason brought up a good idea, you know. I mean, SEC basketball tournament's been in Tampa for a while. Why don't...
You want to go to Florida in May?
Well, no. Nah, he was going to say just move it to Tropicana Field there where the Rays play.
Yeah, indoors.
That's indoor. Okay, that makes sense.
Make sure the roof's not leaking.
And maybe they'll have the Stingrays out.
That'd be kind of cool.
Mm.
What's distance to dead center in that park? I don't care. It doesn't matter. We're hitting bombs anyway.
Probably about 408.
Whew. I mean, we're hitting 432, 454. I'm not, like I said, I'm not worried about it. Shouts out to another Tennessee game day. Have we had? I mean, I know the Kentucky game.
404. Almost had it.
It's pretty good, though.
315 to left, 322 to right.
Where?
Yeah, it's pretty small.
Tropicana.
It's pretty small.
That is
right
small to the
lines,
corners,
but
yeah.
It's pretty steep out the center.
I like left field being shorter.
Really, left or right? That's where we seem to hit the most. Here's your sign.
You realize how dumb that sounded as soon as you
That's said why I said it.
That's where we hit the most.
I mean, Lipsius is true. Going oppo. Right.
That's true, yeah. Or not.
I love how Gilbert hits one that, I mean, you know, at Mississippi State, oppo. It's like, yeah, that probably should be, yep, that's a home run.
Yeah, their center fielder.
Tell that to get back in the box, you bleepity bleepity.
Their center fielder beat his ribs to death jumping up trying to catch those home runs over and over and over.
Poor guy. Not really.
I don't feel bad for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do we do now with no baseball to talk about? I mean, we could talk about it. Talk about the weather. That's what intelligent people talk about.
Hmm. Did you see the, have you seen the Major League Baseball controversy?
No.
About a certain player being called a name.
I heard
he's been called before and now taking offense to it.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe I did not hear this story.
Yeah, you probably did hear about it.
Who is it?
Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson.
Oh, yeah. What was the name?
Jackie.
Jackie?
Mm-hmm. Tim Anderson was doing an interview. I guess it was a dust-up. And the media's interviewing him and saying, like, well, okay, what happened? He said, well, he just called me, said something that was just completely unacceptable. And someone had already said it was a racist comment. And so the media's like, well, you know, he's like, well, yeah, he called me Jackie and he keeps talking. And then the reporter said, okay, well, what did he say? He said, I already told you. He's like, no, you didn't tell us what it was. The reporter wouldn't say, like, what was the racist part? Like, he wouldn't say that because he didn't want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So he kept saying, well, like, what did he say? And I already told you. And then eventually they figured out what he meant was Tim Anderson felt like when Josh Donaldson called him Jackie that was unacceptable.
You flipped that, right?
No.
Okay.
Josh, maybe I did. Josh Donaldson called Tim Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie.
Okay.
And that was the whole thing. And Major League Baseball has suspended Josh Donaldson for inappropriate comments. What makes it tough is Tim Anderson referred to himself as the new Jackie Robinson a couple years ago. Josh Donaldson said, I've called him Jackie before when it's just the two of us, and he laughs about it, and it was a joke.
Mm. But they had a dust-up.
So all I did was do that again,
yeah.
But now it's a problem, and now Major League Baseball suspended him.
Hmm.
I think it's interesting that Drew Gilbert can literally hit a home run, call a guy a mother bleeper, run around the bases, and that's just a nothing burger.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we talk about it, but we talk about everything.
But, you know, this, because it's, you know, touchy subject.
If he caught himself that and they were friends before, this feels like a bit of a reach.
And he literally self-proclaimed himself as the next Jackie.
Yeah,
the new Jackie.
Yeah, the new
Jackie
Robinson.
Oh, yeah, that's soft as hell.
Yeah, no, it is.
I'd suspend him for being a baby.
I don't know if that's in the bylaws there, Hickman.
Hmm. So, Tim Anderson said he called me Jackie. It's unacceptable. And he didn't say it's racist, but someone else, like his manager or somebody, did say that. Then Donaldson replied back with, well, called him that before. I didn't mean it anything. I didn't have any mean intent by it, obviously. And then people were like, well, did he tell him not to call him that? So now Tim Anderson's saying, yeah, I told him back in 2019 I didn't want him to call me that anymore. Mm. So it's a whole thing. Hour two next.